bold step of trying to apply varied treatments to try to restore these people, trying to get them back to good health. A common approach are extended courses of long-term oral antibiotics. Now, that has helped some people, but not all. And there are severe consequences to long-term antibiotics. It can upset the balance of bacteria in your gut. Some evidence in even indicating that it can increase risk of other diseases. And most importantly, it just doesn't work in many cases. In some cases, IV antibiotics are applied. But what happens if all that fails and you're still stuck? Well, if you're suffering with those symptoms, be certain of the diagnosis. We saw a patient who came to us after 4 months of antibiotics due to chronic Lyme. We did some blood work and found out he had a condition called polymyalgia rheumatica. When he was put on proper therapy, he got better in a couple of weeks. Now, that's not to say all my colleagues are misdiagnosing Lyme. It is very hard to diagnose. There is no singular blood test that can determine whether or not it is present. Therefore, even in the face of relatively normal blood work, sometimes it needs to be contemplated. There are advanced Lyme tests that can be performed. Insurance may not pay for some of those, but they're worth the investment if you're suffering. Over time, people can be restored. Think of it this way. The Lyme disease hits, causes damage, and then goes away, either because it was treated or because the immune system overcame it. But it leaves behind a wake of wreckage. It's like having a kitchen fire. The fire burns, you put water on it, and it goes out. Well, once the fire's out, you turn the water off, right? You turn the water off, and then you have a kitchen to rebuild. The water, my friends, is the antibiotics. And the kitchen to rebuild is the part that's missing. After the fire is out, there's damage that is left behind, most prominently to the central nervous system, the brain, and the peripheral nerves, causing pain, aching, soreness, burning, what they call brain fog, difficulty thinking. Have one patient was having so much difficulty, could not read a book for more than 5 minutes, has not been able to maintain academic studies. In some cases, fully healthy adults are rendered into wheelchairs with no apparent cure. So there's an approach that we use, we'll be discussing it today, to try to get people back up on their feet in the face of chronic Lyme. The common test for this is a blood test, and if it turns positive, it can indicate that you've been exposed. Now, in some cases, you can't tell when that occurred. If you have only had one test in your life and it's positive, you could have been exposed months or years before. So making the connection between current symptoms and a positive blood test is very difficult. So it needs to be approached with caution. Some doctors, when they see a positive test, will treat with 21 days of oral antibiotics. I think that's reasonable. And if you get better, that's fantastic. There was a recent study that demonstrated, in the case of chronic Lyme, 4 weeks of antibiotics was the maximum benefit. That is, after 4 weeks on antibiotics, if you extended it longer, you didn't get any more benefit to the patient. Now listen closely, folks. Studies lie. They lie because there are always outliers. Now, if you're a researcher and somebody doesn't fit into the parameters of your study, you simply disregard them because, after all, you need to make a rational conclusion. It's the outliers that sometimes get left off the train. And that's where dogma can paralyze freedom. For instance, if you don't get better after the 4 weeks of antibiotics, or if you get better and then relapse when they are discontinued, now that there is study evidence that will limit it to 4 weeks, doctors will be more cautious about extending it, not for fear that they're doing the wrong thing for the patient, but for fear of adverse consequence. So when we come back after the break, I'm going to discuss a case with you, and we'll talk about the approach to try to solve chronic Lyme. I'm Dr. Pedrotti, and this is Intellectual Medicine.
Southern New England's leading talk lineup, Valicenti, DePietro, Allen, York, Granahan, and Batchelor, all day and night on News Talk 630 at 99.7 FM, WPRO.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We're cruising at altitude of 400 feet over Newport's Cliff Walk, and watch your head, we're going under the Pell Bridge.
Take your photography to a whole new level with the DJI Phantom 4 drone, available at Cloud City Drones on Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick. This incredibly easy-to-fly drone shoots smooth, cinematic Ultra HD video automatically. Cloud City Drones has special deals on DJI Phantom 3 and Inspire drones, as well as DJI's handheld Osmo camera. Stop in for a free test flight or visit cloudcitydrones.com.
Hello, this is Steve Silver, General Manager of Courtesy Hyundai. Don't miss Courtesy Hyundai's more sale. More selection. Compact, sedans, crossovers, SUV, premium and luxury. More options. Courtesy Hyundai cars are loaded with today's top technologies. Right now you can drive a 2017 model Elantra SE from just $79 a month. Find new 2016 Hyundai Sonatas from just $89 a month. Get more for your trade. Push, pull, or drag it in. Courtesy Hyundai will give you $4,000 for any trade. $4,000. More warranty. All new Hyundais come back with Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. And only Courtesy Hyundai will double it to 20 years or 200,000 miles. Get more out of your car buying experience at Courtesy Hyundai. Located at 939 Newport Avenue in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, exit 2A off 95, or online at CourtesyRI.com. And always remember John's belief.
If you bought anywhere else, you pay too much.
Work out against the limit one rate. 36% for $29.95 to a time. Please rebate plus tax, credit, and license. Doc, $95.95 exclusive fee. Financial approved credit.
Hi, I'm Joe Procuris, co-owner of the Kitchen and Countertop Center of New England. In the past several years, we've become the area's leader in kitchen and bathroom remodeling. What makes us the leader? Our knowledgeable and friendly staff. Coupled with our start-to-finish method, we handle every part of the process for you. All the design, demolition, electrical, plumbing, carpentry, and flooring. We even fabricate and install your countertops. And speaking of countertops, we offer the area's largest selection of hand-picked granite and quartz. We can remove your old tops, install your new ones, and handle all your reconnections. And you must log on to our website, kccne.com. KCCNE has the largest portfolio of completed kitchen and bathroom remodeling projects, all installed by KCCNE. The Kitchen and Countertop Center of New England, 1120 Eddy Street, Providence, Rhode Island. Look for the big black sign from Route 95 at the Thurber's Ave curve and see us online at kccne.com. Again, that's kccne.com.
Hey, I'm Daytona 500 champion Joey Logano. Racing cars for a living, I know how important my vision is. But I also know that not everyone has great vision. Do you wear glasses or contacts? If so, the LASIK Vision Institute may be able to help. As the official LASIK partner of Team Penske, the LASIK Vision Institute has nationwide locations and low prices that help make LASIK convenient and affordable for almost everyone. Like Team Penske, the LASIK Vision Institute stands for vision, technology, and success. Team Penske is known for producing winners, and with over 1 million procedures performed, the LASIK Vision Institute has used their experience and expertise to become real winners in LASIK.
Call to schedule a free LASIK evaluation. Individual results may vary, so call now to find out if LASIK is right for you. If you call right now, they'll even give you 20% off their already low prices. Call now at 1-800-500-0251. 1-800-500-0251. That's 1-800-500-0251.
Now, back to Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pederuti. Call in now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
I'm Dr. Pederuti. Thanks for staying with us. Now on to this case. And I think this will help illustrate some of the nuances and challenges of chronic Lyme, one of the more severe cases that we have faced. Teenager, formerly healthy, avid baseball player, was a star, performing well at a high level academically and athletically. Suddenly became weak, headache, tired, couldn't play baseball anymore, got worse. Diagnosed with Lyme disease, treated, didn't get better, got worse, ended up in a wheelchair, walker, couldn't think, couldn't study, had to drop out of school. Nobody had solutions. Goes to her local doctors. They shrug their shoulders. Can't help you. This is an arena where intellectual medicine needs to be brought to bear. Now, fortunately, we were able to encounter this patient, but unfortunately, not until after extensive stays at out-of-state centers. Now, those out-of-state centers are well and good, but they are colossally expensive. People will stay in residence and spend tens of thousands of dollars desperately seeking remedies. And they provide good care. They do things that are hard to find, things that we do at our center, high-dose vitamin C, intravenous alpha-lipoic acid. These are restorative measures that can enhance the body's capacity to recover. So the patient came back to us. I wasn't certain that it was chronic Lyme, and I wasn't certain that we should push more antibiotics, so we tried a different approach using intravenous vitamin C and intravenous vitamins called Myers cocktails to boost energy, boost strength, and improve the immune system. This approach is more natural and doesn't cause the side effects that the antibiotics can cause. Unfortunately, the patient did not get full recovery, remained in a wheelchair, remained exhausted, unable to go to school. The lab studies were hard to interpret. They were not clear that Lyme disease was underneath at all. And then, out of a lack of alternatives that seemed reasonable, we went to high-dose intravenous antibiotic, setting up a central line and treating every day for 30 days. Patient got out of the wheelchair. Strength came back. Was walking better. Now what? We are at the end of 30 days. We back it off slowly, while at the same time giving the high-dose vitamin C that will build a bridge to get this patient off of the antibiotics. At last check, the patient is starting to read again, expanding the academic workload, looking forward to returning to school. This is a testament to the patient and their family's perseverance, and it's an illustration of the arena of intellectual medicine. Intellectual medicine is an approach and a philosophy that many doctors are pursuing in the context of their own practice, even if it's not labeled as such. They are the doctors that go out of their way and extend themselves beyond the parameters of what is standard in the pursuit of helping their patients. And my hat's off to them, because you know what they get for that? You know what the reward is for that? Scrutiny and disdain. If you're a doctor treating chronic Lyme disease today, you're looked at sideways. And if you're a patient with chronic Lyme disease, there's a large chunk of conventional medicine that thinks you're either a hypochondriac or a nut and that you're being treated by quacks. And they've written off an entire lot of you. I just think that's wrong. We've seen too much of this. It's real. Think about this. I think it was back in the 1980s when Lyme disease was first discovered. Prior to that, the disease existed. You just didn't know what it was. Can you imagine having these symptoms in 1970, prior to the time when Dr. Steer first labeled it as chronic Lyme? Swollen joints, pain, sore muscles. Well, that kind of symptom would cause you to be labeled maybe a hypochondriac. They didn't discover Lyme. The point here is that you can have a disease that's real, that is potentially treatable, but hasn't been fully discovered yet. And as a consequence, you're just suffering without remedy. And that is the arena where many of these patients with chronic Lyme fall. You get into a position where the body gets run down by the antibiotics, it gets run down by the disease, and now your immune system is vulnerable and weak, and the disease can continue to pound you. Now, there's a controversy, well, there are several when it comes to chronic Lyme. One of them is, can the same spirochete return after it's been treated? Can it go into hibernation in the body? Remember, it's that corkscrew shape. It can wind its way in like a corkscrew to different parts of the body, in the joint, where it can hide from the immune system, and in the brain, where it's shielded from being killed. And then it can come out again. Think of shingles. Or a herpes or a cold sore, a virus that hides within you, and when you're weak, it comes out and hits you again. Now that's the caveat, when you're weak. If you've had Lyme to that magnitude, underneath it all, yes, there was an exposure to the tick, but underneath it all is a weakness in the immune system, and that needs to be addressed. And how? Not by giving you drugs, but by looking at nutrition, by looking at the supplements that can restore and boost the immune system. I mean, why does shingles happen to older people? It's because your immune system's fading. You didn't get reinfected. The virus has been there all along. It just happened to come out. Why do people get sick when they're stressed? The immune system dips. In our practice, when we see people under stress, we give them high-dose intravenous vitamins to boost the immune system and some supplements to do the same thing. If you're past 50 and you're listening to this, your immune system is starting to become senescent. That is, it's getting wrinkles. It's getting old, and it needs to be propped up a bit. The problem with the immune system is you can't see it. So back to our case, why did this young patient get hit so hard? Underneath it, I'm concerned about long-term immunologic health and strength, and that will become an ongoing focus for anybody that has had a devastating illness, is to question what is underneath it all. So boosting the immune system can ward off relapses, and in some cases, those relapses can compel another cycle of antibiotic in order to cure. There's another condition called post-Lyme syndrome, and that speaks to folks where the disease has been eradicated, or I should say, the spirochete is killed, but the patient still feels terrible. Now, we've noted in our practice that many of these patients, especially those in middle age and beyond, have suffered a drop in their hormones concurrent or at the same time as the Lyme disease. Remember, it can hit the brain. And what's in the brain? Neurotransmitters, hormones, the home, if you will, of all hormone production, the master. Therefore, we see a drop-off in testosterone and other hormones that can leave people wasted. Unless you check that, you can't uncover it, and the weakness is really hard to resolve. Well, we'll talk more on the other side. I'm Dr. Pederuti. Next up, from the Seascape News Center, Doug Lozette.
And good morning, Doctor. We're tracking two major international stories this morning. The coup in Turkey has failed, but at least 160 people died trying to overthrow the government. And ISIS says one of its followers drove that truck that killed dozens of people in Nice. The French have five suspects in custody this morning, but what role they played in all of that is not yet known. New Hampshire State Police say they've charged a Dighton, Massachusetts woman with animal cruelty after she left her dog locked inside a hot vehicle at a rest area on Interstate 93. The chocolate lab was inside with the windows rolled up, the AC off. It was 95 degrees outside. 41-year-old Amy Rose of Dighton was located and charged with cruelty. And federal authorities say much of the Northeast, despite the rain we got around here yesterday, is experiencing drought conditions, with sections of New York and Massachusetts the driest, central and northeastern Mass, and southern New Hampshire and southwestern Maine are the areas of our region that are experiencing the worst drought. WPRO Sports, Denver Broncos linebacker Von Miller has agreed to a blockbuster $114.5 million contract with $70 million in guarantees. That makes him the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. From the Seascape Yardguard Weather Center, the exclusive AccuWeather forecast. From meteorologist Steve Travis, sunshine mixing with some clouds today and pretty hot, high 90 degrees. Partly cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm overnight with a low of 70 tomorrow. A mix of sun and clouds, chance of a shower or a thunderstorm in some spots. High of 85 degrees for Sunday. From the New England Truck Solutions Traffic Center, here's your Burger King regional traffic with Rich Teeter. Hi, Rich.
Hi, Doug. Problems on 295 North. We have a crash at Route 6 where the 6 and 295 ramps meet. We have a crash there that is causing a little bit of a backup in that area. Crews are on their way to start clearing that out. I'm sure we'll have word for you on our next report on how that's going. 95 northbound coming out of Cranston. No trouble there. We did have a car broken down just ahead of the ramps in and around the Providence Place Mall, but that has been moved off, so there's no delays or problems from that. 95 southbound out of the S-curves and down past 146 and 6. You're doing fine as you come into town. Let's take a look quickly at 146 and 6 coming in. No problems there. Speed limit ride all the way into the city. When you see traffic problems, call the WPRO Providence Auto Body traffic tip line. Providence Auto Body is tested, trusted, and always recommended. Visit ProvidenceAutoBody.com with your Burger King Regional Right Now traffic. I'm Rich Teeter on WPRO.
WPRO, Sundays with Deborah Giro and Amazing Women.
Technology is everywhere in our life, yet only 19% of software developers are women. Where are the girls? My guest is Deborah Perry. She talks about the fantastic Girltastic Boat Company. And you can listen online anytime at AmazingWomenRI.com.
Amazing Women with Deborah Giro, Sundays at 7 a.m. on the Voice of Southern New England, WPRO.
Good morning, Sam Goliath. Your mission is to intercept the phone calls of Providence Auto Body. Then you can send their customers to auto body shops on the Goliath Insurance referral list.
Providence Auto Body?
Hi, I've had an accident.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, but we're so busy. Maybe I can refer you to an auto body shop from the Goliath Insurance referral list.
The big insurance companies will do anything to send you to one of their insurance referral shops. Don't trust them. No one cares more about your safety or the quality of your repair than Providence Auto Body. And unlike insurance referral shops, Providence Auto Body applies the discounts to your deductible.
Sorry, I only take my car to Providence Auto Body.
Hey, I'm the insurance company. I tell you where to go. Perhaps I can find you an auto body shop almost as good as Providence Auto Body.
Providence Auto Body, 350 Silver Spring Street, Providence. Online at providenceautobody.com.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Napa Know How!
Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of. America, racing, and freedom by giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate $1 to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa patriotic racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Now, back to Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pederuti. Call in now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
Hello, everybody. I'm Dr. Pederuti. This is Intellectual Medicine. We are the Pederuti Center, the home of intellectual medicine in Rhode Island, where we are Rhode Island's only dedicated high-dose IV vitamin C center. What is that, you ask? A novel and advanced treatment that is being explored and applied, actually, to patients with a range of difficulties, one of which is chronic Lyme. Now, Shannon, if somebody wants to tweet us or get a hold of us, how do they do that?
Tweet us at Dr. Pederuti. They can visit our website at thepederuticenter.com. They can, of course, go on Facebook, the Pederuti Center, or on Instagram at the Drip Bar or Intellectual Medicine.
All right. Those are places I visit frequently. Thank you for filling us in. At our center, we do high-dose IV vitamin C. Now, many of you are not familiar with this approach. Everybody knows vitamin C. You remember Linus Pauling, the Nobel laureate, two-time Nobel laureate, who proposed and advanced the theory that high-dose vitamin C could help to kill cancer cells, viruses, other bacteria and infections. And in fact, had some preliminary research showing positive effect in that arena. Intravenous vitamin C is very different from when it's given orally. One thing, your stomach can only absorb a certain amount of vitamin C. For most of you, it's somewhere around 2, maybe 4,000 milligrams. Now, I do have some patients that can get up as high as 10,000, but they're uncommon. The problem is absorption. The gut just doesn't handle it, and you end up getting diarrhea and other symptoms. When it's given orally, vitamin C is an antioxidant. It neutralizes free radicals. Free radicals are those electron-starved molecules that slam around your body, raising havoc and accelerating aging. So as a supplement, I like vitamin C on a regular basis. But intravenously, it becomes powerfully therapeutic. At doses of 50,000 milligrams or even more, it can be toxic to cancer cells, toxic to virions, toxic to bacteria, and it can help people recover from illnesses such as chronic Lyme. The way it seems to do this is by turning into hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide inside the body is toxic to cancer cells. However, your cells, your native cells, have an ability to withstand it. They have an enzyme that neutralizes it. The same thing holds true for spirochetes. They can't handle vitamin C, which your normal cells can. Now, at our center, we are in the midst of a renovation that's going to be doubling the size of our intravenous infusion, where not only do we do vitamin C, but we could do high-dose Myers cocktail and other vitamins that can reverse conditions such as chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, chronic headaches, and yes, very supportive for people fighting cancer. So Shannon, how are those renovations coming along?
Coming along. Let's see. If anyone who was in the office yesterday was demo day, so that was very exciting with all of the drills and hammers, and it was very loud, but it's done. So we are ahead of schedule, and a couple of weeks, we should be done.
It's very exciting, very exciting. So all that banging and all that demolition, if you didn't have a headache, we're going to give you one. So is it okay if we give people a disease and then cure it the same day?
I think that's okay.
That's okay, right? Yeah, we can make our own work that way. Now, it's going to be beautiful, and we're very excited to have that open. In the meantime, we are operating fully and on all cylinders. Now, the IV vitamin C has to be mixed properly, administered properly, is extraordinarily safe. We've been doing this, had thousands of cases so far, as well as our colleagues across the nation. And the safety of this is extraordinarily high. Other things that we do in the case of chronic Lyme is intravenous alpha-lipoic acid. Alpha-lipoic acid is a powerful antioxidant, and it has been shown in some cases to be neuroregenerative, that is, restoring nerves. In Germany and in Korea, it's a prescription drug. You can get it over the counter. However, the pharmaceutical-grade alpha-lipoic acid is more difficult to acquire. So you want to be mindful of the sources and the quality when you're purchasing. 600 milligrams three times a day is a common dose, but you always want to talk to your provider. And you got to find one who's knowledgeable about this stuff, and they're out there. We use it intravenously for people with diabetic neuropathies so you can help to put out the burning pain that is so hard to treat. And for folks with neurologic symptoms of Lyme disease as well, it can be restorative. Dr. Berkson down in New Mexico deserves a lot of the credit for his pioneering work with alpha-lipoic acid. And in his center, he's had great success treating people with cancer. We have his protocol available and apply it in our center as well. So when it comes to these chronic, difficult-to-solve conditions, the intravenous approach can be very helpful. A lot of times when you're not well, the gut's not working as good, and absorption can be a problem. And we started out talking about philosophy and 120-year lifespans. If you're sick and unwell, the priority is getting well and feeling good right now, in the moment. If you're feeling good in the moment, the priority is doing things to preserve that health so you can get to 120 and so you can enjoy vitality throughout the course. So if you're feeling good, that's a good start. But remember, you're as old as your oldest part. We're going to talk about some old parts and how they can be uncovered, what you can do about them when we come back after this break. I'm Dr. Pederuti, and this is Intellectual Medicine.
Southern New England's biggest voices.
Biggest voices.
Mornings with Rhode Island's anchorman, Gene Pellicenti at 6, John DePietro at 9, Matt Allen at noon, Dan York at 3, and Tara Granahan at 6 on News Talk 630 at 99.7 FM. WPRO.
Before my wife Kay became ill, managing the house was no problem. But once the bulk of responsibilities fell solely on me, well, I realized I was going to need some help. Thankfully, I found Emily from Concord Home Choice Senior Care. Emily takes some of the responsibilities off my plate, like grocery shopping and preparing meals. She even helps Kay with bathing and getting dressed. Thanks to Concord, my wife and I were able to stay in the home we love.
Concord Home Choice Senior Care is an award-winning Rhode Island-based company with a reputation for excellence in senior care. If you or someone you love needs help at home, look no further than Concord. We help older adults enjoy the independence of living at home by providing assistance with everyday tasks and personal care. Visit ConcordHomeCare.com or call us at 401-725-8400.
You have a choice in home care. Choose Concord.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-400-6213. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-400-6213. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-400-6213. 1-800-400-6213.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-669-1520 now. That's 800-669-1520 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-669-1520 to learn more. 800-669-1520. That's 800-669-1520. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, back to Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pederuti. Call in now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Pederuti, and we left talking about what's your oldest body part. You're as old as your oldest part. Well, if you know that, then you can target it. Now, my oldest part is probably my knee. Wouldn't you say, Shannon?
I'd think so. How many surgeries have you had on that?
About 12. Now, it was 20 years ago they told me I needed a knee replacement. Now, pause whenever anybody suggests optional surgery. Because, did you know that if it were counted as a cause of death, medical care would rank third behind cancer and heart disease? So a patient of mine went for a routine arthroscope, you know, clean out the knee, ended up getting infected, went to the hospital, had IV antibiotics, had allergy to the antibiotics, ended up getting blood clots, went on blood thinners, bad reaction to the blood thinner, clots to the lung, he was in the ICU intubated from a scope of the knee. Now when things like that happen, it doesn't get listed as cause of death, modern medicine. It gets listed as infection or some other complication. So go slowly, as I did, and I sought alternatives. You know, a lot of my intellectual medicine spins off of my own desire to not get old and live forever. And I've put together a mix of supplements and lifestyle that has kept my knee churning. And at 57, I can still play basketball. Okay, maybe I play at it. If you see me on the court, saying I play basketball would be a bit of a stretch. Now, I try to figure out what Shannon's oldest part was. I just don't think you have one. I just think they're all young. All right, but back to you folks. So what can you do? You know, it's really antiquated. We've been doing the same physical for 100 years. Blood pressure, stethoscope. Really? Why not look under the hood? So one area is your heart and your arteries. Now get out a pencil or pen. I'm going to tell you a study to request of your doctor when you turn 50 or younger if you have cardiac risk factors like overweight, positive family history, bad cholesterol. You know the culprits. It's called a calcium score. It's a simple X-ray looking at the heart, and it can detect whether or not there's calcium deposit in the arteries. I mean, how fantastic is that? There you are at 50, feeling great, and you can look under the hood. I had a gentleman in the other day, felt great, athletic, running all the time, had a calcium score of 600, over 600. Now, a normal calcium score is zero. There should not be any calcium accumulating in those arteries. And if you ever hear this phrase, run, that is, well, it's okay for your age. Yikes. What does that mean? I don't want my arteries to age. Keep them young. So get that calcium score. And if the calcium score is positive, then you need to be prepared to take some actions. Now, we'll talk about some of those actions over the course of the next few minutes we have together. But certainly the basic ones are out there, right, folks? Weight loss is really hard to do. I will say it is the hardest thing to do in medicine. And in the weeks to come, we'll continue our conversation about weight loss and why the medical system has failed you all and left you flapping in a breeze with fruitless pathways of care. We've talked about this in the past. You can get them on our podcast, and we will talk about it in the future because it's so important. Now, there are some supplements that are known to help. High-quality omega-3. Now, note the emphasis, high quality. Don't go to your big box store, buy one, get one free. This is fish oil. It's a biological product. It goes rancid. And when it's shipped and packaged and put in a warehouse, by the time it gets to you in Rhode Island, who knows how long it's been in that hot warehouse on a shelf? No, if it smells fishy, throw it out. You want to get high quality. I like, we have products in our office of high quality. You can see on our website, but also Carlson's is a reliable brand. Nordic Naturals reliable. So fish oil can help. There are other supplements as well. Aspirin a day has been shown to be beneficial. And ultimately, what I consider the granddaddy of cardiac prevention, chelation therapy. Intravenous high-dose chelation to help keep the arteries rubbery and young. What else gets old? We'll talk about chelation a little more later. I know some of you are saying, what's that? How about your brain? That's really hard to evaluate, isn't it? I mean, how about folks saying, I had a senior moment? Or, yeah, you know, your memory's okay for your age. Well, no. I don't want my memory to wind down, not even a little bit. Who says the brain has to wear out? What's damaging the brain? Why is there so much dementia? We haven't found a gene. It's not genetic. It's environmental. Now, what's out there that's killing us, that's making us demented, giving us Parkinson's? Well, part of it is the assault of free radicals. We spoke of that earlier. If you're not balanced in your antioxidants, the free radicals are going to chew on your brain and chew on your body parts and make you age faster. Here's the problem with brain preservation. You have to start when you're young and you feel great. If you wait until you start to forget where you put your keys, it may be too late. Now you're on the slippery slide of that slope. There are always things that can be done to help. But for the brain, we do heavy metal testing. We have to know how much lead you've got. How much lead should you have? None. What's the need for lead in the human body? Absolutely none. We have allowable amounts because we've polluted the planet so thoroughly that we have to give people a sense of comfort in the face of chronic exposure. Look at what happened out in Flint. Isn't that awful? Well, here's a problem with lead. You can't test it in the blood, folks. It only stays there for about 2 or 3 days. Where does it go? Well, you don't have any means of getting rid of it. It's artificial to your body. I'll tell you where it goes, and I'll tell you how to get rid of it and the damage it can do. When we come back from our break, I am Dr. Pedderuti. This is Intellectual Medicine.
News Talk 630 at 99.7 FM, WPRO, presents Tara's Terrific Tasty Deal of the Week.
And this week's Terrific Tasty Deal is Saconnet River Grill in Tiverton. Saconnet offers a little bit of everything, from traditional New England seafood to on-site slow-roasted meats. Enjoy fast, friendly service in a comfortable, cozy setting. Saconnet River Grill, 524 Main Road in Tiverton. You can log on to our website, 630wpro.com. for that terrific tasty deal of the week this Friday morning.
Tara's Terrific Tasty Deal of the Week from News Talk 630 at 99.7 FM, WPRO.
Investing Sense is changing times. Now you can listen every Saturday morning at 10 right here on WPRO. Are you looking for straightforward answers to your specific retirement and investing questions? Listen to Investing Sense now, every Saturday morning at 10.
True or false? The more you spend on a mattress, the better you'll sleep. False. Hi, I'm JT Marino, co-founder of Tuft & Needle, the highest-rated mattress online. I started Tuft & Needle after my wife and I spent $3,500 on a mattress I later discovered had a tremendously high markup. We hated it and couldn't return it. So we created an exceptional mattress receiving over 3,000 five-star reviews, starting at only $350. You'll get a risk-free 100-night trial, 10-year warranty, and free delivery.
For a link to these high-quality, low-price mattresses, text TRUE to 313131. Tuft & Needle cuts out the middleman and the typical mattress markups so that you can save thousands of dollars. Plus, they give you a risk-free 100-night trial, a full 10-year warranty, and free 4-day delivery. Because at Tuft & Needle, that's how we believe business should be done. For a link to these high-quality, low-price mattresses with the risk-free trial, warranty, and free delivery, text TRUE to 313131. Again, that's T-R-U-E to 313131.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you've been putting off getting a hair restoration, listen up. This is what you've been waiting for. DiStefano Hair Restoration Center's Individual Graft Technique, or IGT, is a highly advanced, scar-free procedure that moves your own hair one follicle at a time without the use of scalpels or stitches, giving you a denser, a more natural look. DiStefano Hair Restoration Center is the only practice in New England that performs this unique IGT procedure. In fact, doctors fly in from around the world to observe their techniques. Call now for your free IGT consultation. Financing is available with payments as low as $119 a month. IGT is suitable for all hairstyles. It's less invasive with no scalpels, no stitches, no pain, and no visible scarring. So you can be back to work the next day. Plus, it's affordable on just about any budget.
Call 1-800-898-HAIR to learn more. That's 1-800-898-HAIR. Call 1-800-898-HAIR or visit checkout IGT.com. For details.
For over 15 years, Danielle Gervais, senior mortgage advisor with Province Mortgage and co-host of Rhode Island Home and Life, has been helping homeowners and buyers create tailored and financially sound mortgage solutions to fit their particular goals. For 8 years now, Danielle has spent an hour each weekend educating listeners on the keys to real estate success. Let's face it, mortgages are not one-size-fits-all ventures. Beyond rates and payment, a mortgage solution can either cost you or save you thousands. Unfortunately, people close on loans that don't make sense every day. Let Danielle Gervais take the guesswork out of the equation. If you're looking to buy or refinance an existing mortgage and believe exceptional service and competitive rates are an expectation, not a sales pitch, call Danielle, senior advisor at Province Mortgage Associates at 263-3551. That's 263-3551. Or apply online at DanielleGervais.com. NMLS number 135005. See website for licensing details.
Now back to Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pederuti. Call in now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
So where did the lead go? Well, it went through the blood and it nestles into your bone where it's stored and held onto. It also goes into cells throughout your body. Not only lead, but cadmium, mercury, aluminum. These are all neurotoxins. They're brain damaging. The problem, it's like a chimney fire, a slow, smoldering corrosion until one day things start to collapse. That's why it's hard to connect the lead to the consequence. The way it has to be tested in order to determine the total body load is through the urine in what we call a provocative test. An infusion is given of a chelating agent that pulls lead out of the cells and then allows it to pass out through the urine. By testing that provocative pull, you can determine roughly what the lead and the heavy metal load looks like, and that can help guide treatment. Now, if you're feeling great, get your heavy metal tested. We have had numerous people, I'd say, it's hard to find somebody in southern New England that doesn't have a significant lead load in their body. Problem is, we don't know where the threshold is. At what point does lead or aluminum or mercury damage the brain? We don't know. We do know that it's toxic the minute it enters your body. Some people are more resilient, others not as much. So we talked about the oldest parts of the body. Brain preservation is high on our list. You must do things when you're young and healthy if you want that 120-year lifespan and bring your brain along with you. We look at those heavy metal results, and we can get that lead out by doing a series of intravenous chelation therapies. Not only is it great for reducing heavy metals, it's been shown in many cases to improve the results in folks with heart disease, especially diabetics, and people with peripheral neuropathies. These are some of the novel advances that are going to help keep you young. The other parts of the body that can get old too soon, we talked about the immune system. That's harder to test for. We use our judgment based on age and symptoms. If you've ever had an outbreak of shingles, your immune system has faded, and you should do something about it. Be on the right supplements. Make sure that you're considering things like IVs to boost it. There's an increased incidence of things like cancer in the aftermath of shingles as the immune system has faded. Cycles of acute stress, like when you're flying. We have an IV at our office for pre-flight. How many times you go on a plane and you get sick and you think it's the people coughing next to you? It's the ultraviolet causing free radical damage. Well, we've got more to talk about, but we're running out of time today, so we're going to sign off for now. We'll see you next week. I'm Dr. Steve Pedrutti. This is Intellectual Medicine. Thanks for listening. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes. Tell me what is wrong. Was I unwise to leave them open for so long? Now, time for the latest news, traffic, and weather from the WPRO Seascape News Center. WEAN-FM Wakefield, Peacedale. With news on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks. This is the voice of Southern New England. News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM. WPRO. Providence. A Cumulus station.
Turkey's government gets its act together after an unsuccessful coup. Red Sox stay two games behind the Orioles. WPRO's weekend AccuWeather forecast, what you'd expect from mid-July. Sunny and hot today, should hit 90 degrees. Good morning, I'm Doug Lizette. This is the WPRO News at 9 o'clock. After a night of explosions and gunfire and tanks rolling through the streets, the president of Turkey believes that the attempted military coup has been unsuccessful and feels that he is still in charge. The General Assembly in Turkey will meet today and try to get government back on track. Here's a translation of the prime minister's message to Turkish people.
Today our noble assembly will get together and discuss the measures that can be taken to prevent Turkey will not face this sort of madness again in the future.
165 people died at least in that overthrow attempt in Turkey. Just into the WPRO newsroom, an American is...